This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Genetic factors may explain why some chikungunya infections turn chronic. Researchers have identified potential genetic factors that may determine why some patients with chikungunya virus develop chronic arthritis lasting months or years, while others recover within weeks. The mosquito-borne viral infection has resurged globally in recent years, leaving clinicians seeking answers for the wide variation in patient outcomes. 40% of chikungunya patients may develop chronic joint symptoms lasting over 6 months. Chikungunya's expanding global reach. Countries reporting chikungunya transmission, 2010-2025, Americas, 45 countries, Asia-Pacific, 38 countries, Africa, 31 countries, Europe, 8 countries. Source, WHO Disease Outbreak Reports, 2025. Georgian Medical Journal News. Viral persistence drives chronic inflammation. Chikungunya virus, transmitted by infected Aedes mosquitoes, typically causes high fever and intense joint swelling within 3 to 7 days of infection. While most patients recover within weeks, a substantial minority develop persistent arthralgia that can last months or even years. The virus's ability to persist in joint tissues appears central to chronic disease development, according to emerging research. Unlike the acute phase, which involves widespread viral replication, chronic chikungunya is characterized by low-level viral persistence combined with sustained immune activation. For more coverage of emerging infectious diseases, see our Global Health section. Host genetics may determine disease course. Recent studies suggest that genetic variations in immune response genes may influence whether patients develop chronic symptoms. Human leukocyte antigen, HLA polymorphisms, have been associated with both increased susceptibility to chronic arthritis and protection against severe disease outcomes. Research teams are also investigating variations in cytokine response pathways, particularly those involving interferon signaling. These molecular differences may explain why some patients mount an effective early immune response that clears the virus, while others experience prolonged inflammation. Understanding these patterns could inform treatment strategies outlined in our clinical updates coverage, treatment challenges, and emerging strategies. Currently, no specific antiviral treatments exist for chikungunya virus, leaving clinicians to manage symptoms with anti-inflammatory medications and supportive care. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends rest, fluid intake, and medications to reduce fever and pain during the acute phase. For chronic cases, treatment becomes more complex and often requires long-term management strategies similar to those used for other inflammatory arthritides. Some researchers are exploring whether early intervention with disease-modifying anti-rheumatic drugs might prevent the transition to chronic disease. Though clinical evidence remains limited, patients with certain HLA gene variants showed a threefold higher risk of developing chronic chikungunya arthritis lasting more than 6 months after initial infection. Dr. Sarah Chen, tropical disease specialist at Johns Hopkins University. Nature Medicine, 2024, key takeaways. Up to 40% of chikungunya patients may develop chronic joint symptoms persisting beyond 6 months. Genetic variations in immune response genes appear to influence disease progression from acute to chronic phases. No specific antiviral treatments currently exist, making prevention through mosquito control crucial. Early intervention strategies are under investigation to prevent chronic complications. Frequently asked questions. How long do chronic chikungunya symptoms typically last? Chronic joint pain and swelling can persist for 6 months to several years after initial infection. Some patients experience symptoms for over 3 years, particularly affecting small joints in hands and feet. Can chikungunya virus be prevented through vaccination? Currently, no licensed vaccine exists for chikungunya virus. Prevention relies primarily on controlling Aedes mosquito populations and avoiding mosquito bites in endemic areas. Are certain populations more likely to develop chronic chikungunya? Research suggests older adults and individuals with specific genetic variants may have higher risks of chronic disease. Women also appear to develop chronic symptoms more frequently than men, As chikungunya virus continues its global expansion, understanding the mechanisms behind chronic infection becomes increasingly urgent for public health planning. Genetic research may eventually enable clinicians to identify high-risk patients early and tailor preventive interventions accordingly. The development of targeted therapies for both acute and chronic phases remains a priority for tropical disease research programs worldwide. Source: Why Some Chikungunya Virus Infections May Turn Chronic.